As our Lord Jesus Christ has said, foxes have holes, and the birds have nests, the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. We just pray that we would have a place for him to dwell. We ask for your help in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Well, it's interesting. I actually got this Bible not long ago, but it was sent to me. Someone put a bookmark here about all the names of Jesus. I was so thrilled to see that. I want to share with you, like, how often you buy a new book, someone will write something here and then give it to you from, you know, from an online bookstore. So I really appreciate that. A small touch that you put in this Bible that we say here. I'd like to look at the verses that we just read. Let's turn to the book of Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. I have a Bible. Turn to Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. We're going to look at the same verses the Sunday scholars have just read for us just now. I'm going to start from chapter 2, Gospel of Luke. The questions that I'd like to ask is, if you hear this good news, like proclaimed by the angel, or proclaimed by the word of God, what will be your response to it? You'll look at three characters. The first one, you'll look at the shepherds. The second one, you'll look at the wise man, which is well. And the third one, we'll look at the King Herod. So we're going to look at that, we're going to follow that. And look at that. And I look back in my life. I was once like one of them in the different stages of my life. I can look at that. Let's start reading the shepherd story in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar's. We're going to read from verse 8. Verse 8 onwards, because of time. Now, there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts proclaiming God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to the man." So it was when the angel had gone away from them into heaven that shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the man lying in the manger. Now, when they had seen him, they made a wide known saying which was told them concerning his child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying, praising God for all the things that they have heard and seen as it was told them. So let's just think about these verses, the scriptures that we just read. Well, it's interesting that God chose to reveal to the shepherds, not to someone who is normal. Or you could think about maybe the religious leaders, the Pharisees, but just an ordinary shepherds. What are they doing? They were working. Sometimes, when we preach the gospel or give them a Christmas tract, Don't you see that I'm busy? I have no time for that. But these shepherds, well, you could say that, well, it's an extraordinary way of hearing. Because an angel of the Lord stood before them. And of course, the Lord, right? There's a message. He said, do not be afraid. I bring you good tidings, great joy, which will be to all people. Do you know that it's all people, including you and me, not just to the shepherds, for the generations to come, this is the good news for all of us. And he told them about this story about the Lord Jesus Christ, the city of David. They know where is the city of David. It's in Bethlehem. The Savior who is Christ the Lord. And that's the meaning of Jesus. He saved us, Christ. He's our Savior. He's a Savior. And say, this will be the sign to you. Now, what is the sign? A big red moon swatting clothes. Well, before I become a parent, I have no idea why. Why the baby need a swaddling clothes? Once I have a baby, I know. Because they're being comfortable in the swaddling clothes. Because they just mimic about the time when they were in mother's womb. So you have a swaddling clothes to swaddle. I remember like my girl. I swaddle, they like it, but she always stick out the hand out. Swaddling clothes is common. A lot of babies have a swaddling clothes. But one more thing that is written in the scriptures. What was that? It says that lying in where? In the manger. Well, why? Would you put a baby in a manger? No. I think about what happened to the prince in the United Kingdom. When they will have a baby, they have the best. There was the reporter saying these are the best linen they can get in a very good hospital. We all full care. But he is the king of kings. Right in a manger. A place where to feed the animals. You don't usually see that like a baby. A baby, you will care then, you put them in the best place, but this baby. And our Lord Jesus Christ has said that the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Very humble way that he came to this world. And suddenly what happened? Wow, this was marvelous. I tried to imagine that. Angels, you are all in the skies. What do they say? They're praising and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace. Good view to the man. And sometimes I read the scriptures very fast. And I didn't really think about the meaning of that. Glory to God in the highest. And the peace, good view to the man. Do you know how the Lord Jesus Christ bring the glory to God in the highest? Bring the peace and good view to the man. You start reading the Bible, you read and immediately you find that our Lord Jesus Christ used the word glorified, the peace, when it's approaching, when the hour is coming, as the time when he is going to give his life at the Calvary, at the cross. Well, that was a great price. Let's just turn to John chapter 17. After Luke, and you'll find John. Let's turn to Gospel of John. Let's go to John chapter 12 first, verse 27. John chapter 12, verse 27. Well, the title in some of the Bibles will say that Jesus predicts his death. Now my soul is troubled. And what shall I say, Father? Save me from this hour. But for this purpose, I came to this hour. As I say, behind the manger stood a waiting rugged cross. And this is the time, and you know what he said for this purpose? Father, glorify your name. That which is read, angels proclaim, glory to God. And this is the time. Then a voice came from heaven saying, I have glorified it and will glorify it again. Therefore, the people who stood by heard him saying, had done that. Once others say, the angel has spoken to him. And Jesus answered and said, this voice did not came because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself. This he said, signifying what death he will die. Well, and if we continue reading in 17, let's just turn to John chapter 17. He says, the prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ. In chapter 17, verse 1, Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour has come. He came for this hour. And you know what he said? Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is the eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on the earth. I finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself and the glory which I have with you before the world was. Well, we read about the angels in the Gospel of Luke. Glory to God in the highest. It seems simple, but there was a great work at the Calvary. When the hour has come, there's glory to the heaven. And that's a good news. Why is it such a good news? Because it's the same word. What the word is hiding in John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We're talking about gift. This is the gift that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ. Came to this world that whoever, whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's why. Because we, all of us are sinners. Well, when we say sinner, we're comparing with the standard of God. We fall short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. This death is we will be separated from God. And the Lord Jesus Christ came. And he paid the price for us. And that's why we say we get a gift. We need to receive this gift to have the eternal life. And not only that, do you know we use the word peace? Let's turn to John again, chapter 20, Gospel of John. Chapter 20. Verse 19. This is the time when the Lord Jesus Christ has crucified and resurrected again. And he came to his disciple in verse chapter 20, John chapter 20, verse 19. Then the same day of evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, peace be with you. That is a very meaningful word, peace. Because the price has been paid. Right now, that it is no longer, no more condemnations, those of you who are in Christ. Because the price has been paid. He's saying that at the cross, he said, it is finished. They came to the disciple and said, peace. If they don't hear, he repeat again in verse 21. Peace be with you as the Father has sent me, I also send you. We have peace in because of what our Lord Jesus Christ did. Let's go back to Luke chapter 2. I like this whole thing. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward them. That is the peace and goodwill toward all of us here. Now, what is the response of the shepherds? And these shepherds say, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing has come to pass. And ask myself, I'm going to share this with you today. What are you going to do after this? Go to the Word of God. And I told you that. Go. As I say, if you don't have a Bible, let us know. And we have a policy. Come 5 days a week, you get the whole BIBLE. Whether it is students or even with the older one, you get the BIBLE, the Bible. Come. Just like the shepherds. Or, I'm not sure. It's like they were working. Then they were, and you can see the next verse. And they came with haste, they fasted, they didn't wait. And they found Mary and Joseph, and found the Jesus lying in a manger. When they had seen, what did they do? They made widely known the saying. Well, maybe I would say that to a lot of other shepherds. I'm not sure all the other shepherds would go to Bethlehem. Maybe not all. So say, you know, I am busy with my work. Who is going to look after the sheep if I leave my work? It's the same. When I examine my previous life, sometimes I was like that. It's like, I have no time for the Bible. I have no time for Jesus. I have no time for gospel. Could it be one of you right now? Could it be one of you in the past? But you know what happened? When the shepherd returned, do you know what they are? They were glorifying and praising God. Those of you who know the meaning of Christmas, who know Jesus Christ, you're going to be glorifying and praising. What a marvelous grace that He's brought to us. We're going to look at the next story, Matthew, about the wise man. And we just read. Let's just turn to Matthew. We can go a little bit faster to get the time. Chapter 2 is the story of the wise man. Now, Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him. Why? I have a great, great respect for this wise man. He could be one of you. You probably, as I say, when you're born into this world, you're asking this question, look at the creation. You see, there must be God. There must be God who created all that. The question says, who is the true God? These wise men, they were studying, looking at the stars and all those things. They know something unusual. They came all the way. Not just all the way, but with gifts. Carrying gold, isn't it dangerous in those days? People were thieves. We read about story. When they're traveling, we're like, you know, are you sure you want to travel this gift all the way? And you know, what happened if you are not able to find, you know, the God that you have been looking for? You know, you have a lot of questions about, are you sure you want to? Yeah, nothing stopped them from seeking. Do you know what the Bible is saying? As our brother Aaron had just said before, ask, it shall be given unto you, and seek, you shall find.
knock, and the door will open unto you.
Could it be one of your story that you were seeking for true God, and one day you found Jesus Christ? It just happened to my life. I was in Malaysia one day after my father passed away. I wanted to know the Lord Jesus Christ. I was wandering in front of the church door, hoping someone would grab me and go inside the church so that I can listen and get to know this God. But sadly, it wasn't like that. 1 year after, when I was in Japan, my housemate was a Christian. If you're sick, you should come. Like the wise man. You know, and it's interesting, you know where they go to? They go to the king. And we're going to talk a little bit about King Herod. In verse 3, when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. I was saying, King Herod, and the whole Jerusalem, this is the bad news. Why are you troubled? For what? And then when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes, they know, who study Bible, they know it is prophesied in the Old Testament, in Bethlehem of Judea, is written by the prophet, you Bethlehem, the land of Judah, and not the least among the rulers of Judah. For of you should come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. And that's what happened. The wise men, you know what happened? They saw, and in verse 9, when they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which has seen the east went before them till he came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And they came into the house, verse 11. His mother saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him, the Lord Jesus Christ. They brought all the gifts, they presented to him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And that's what happened to the wise man. Were you like the wise man seeking who is the true God? The Bible promised you that you will find. You will find him. Let's think about the third character, the King Herod. It's okay. I don't need King Herod. Well, what happened to King Herod? What is his response? He said, wow. You know what happened to the next story? He decided to kill. All the babies, 2 years or younger, king. Why? I want to be the Lord. I want to be the king. No one beside me can be the king. Could it be one of you? Like, you know, I want to rule my own life. I want to decide what should be my future, not someone to decide my future. I was once like that. I think that, you know, I trust in myself for so long. When you have it in your heart, you don't have a place. No place for the Lord Jesus Christ to come in. Now, I'd like to share you this good news. This good news is, it's going to bring peace and good will towards all men. It is the same as those days as today. The good news is still there, and the gift is still available. But you need to choose to accept it. But some people, I remember I shared with you this story. On the campus, I saw someone giving the gingerbread for free. Some students say that, no, I don't want to receive that because I don't want to hear about Jesus. Oh, sadly, they're not going to accept this gift. So I pray for you and ask you to consider, what is the meaning of Christmas? What is the meaning of peace and good will toward man, as the angel has just proclaimed to the shepherds and to all others? May you find sick, you're going to find him, then you have a place in your heart of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Now that I'm going to have lunch downstairs. Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks for the Christmas story. We give thanks that our Lord Jesus Christ came into this world to bring us a peace, a good news to all men, and to glorify our God in heaven. We give thanks for all these promises. But as we know that the gift is free with a huge price, that awaiting our Lord Jesus Christ is the cross. We pray, Heavenly Father, that our hearts is open, that we have rooms for Him, that we all are going to accept this gift, this wonderful gift provided by the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask this and give thanks to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.